Welcome to Comics and Stuffs, issue number 14. Kristen.
Yes.
I think I got AIDS this weekend.
AIDS?
It's my only explanation for how I'm feeling.
You're still not feeling well?
No. I feel like someone has inserted their penis into my bottom.
Oh, well, that must have something to do with all the reverse anal you've been getting.
Maybe. I'm fucking dying.
I'm sorry, Glenn. I'm sorry.
I've had a cold all week.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
You know, and it hasn't, like, turned into some sexy Lauren Bacall accent. I just sound...
Who's that?
She was an actress.
What? Is she dead now?
No, I believe she's still alive, but okay. She's probably around 106
years old. Oh, dear.
She's 100 years older than you.
Well, that's... I like older women, so...
Speaking of women.
Yes.
I have a question for you. I've been saving it all week.
Okay. I talked to a cute girl today at work. Anyway, continue.
We'll get right back to that in a second. I got a question for you.
What is your question, Glenn?
And our listeners.
Okay.
It's about midgets. I want to know. I'm going to need some confirmation on the shallowness of their vaginas. Are they shallow or are they deep?
Are they...
I need to know. I just thought that I'm fascinated by
Let's just research this. Too bad I don't have any midget friends.
Midgetvaginas.com. I'm going to Google images. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Midget vaginas. Hi, I was wondering if anyone knows if a female midget's vagina would be the size of regular female's vagina. Someone asked that. Someone asked that on Yahoo Answers. And they were like, I don't mean to offend anybody. I am not sure whether the correct name is little people, but we are watching a show where a regular sized guy had a baby with a little person, in brackets, midget. And we were curious to see, we were curious as to if the vagina was the size of a child's, that would be her height, or of a regular female.
Very fucking interesting. That's what I've been thinking all week. Now, I'm going to play something. Let me see if you can work out what it is.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Wait, there's an answer to this.
Before we have the answer.
Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself.
This person's not a midget. This person's normal. Oh no, they're a midget.
Glenn, you're keeping me in suspense. Is this midget porn?
It is. I'm currently watching a black man, fully sized, both penis and regular anatomy, having sex with a midget.
Oh my goodness.
His penis. I'm not even exaggerating when I say this. It is about...
Is it half the size of the midget?
No, it's more than half the size of her.
Wow.
And she's taking it like a champ.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Give me the answer.
The answer. Best answer.
Wait, let me predict it. It's the same as a normal person's regular size. Is it regular size?
I don't know.
If I say,
average sized?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Whatever. Are we considered average or normal? Go for it.
Best answer. A little person's sexual organs are slightly smaller than the average sized person's.
Hmm.
The length of the birth canal of a woman is proportionate to her height. For a woman of average height, 5'4", the birth canal can be 8 to 10 inches before hitting the opening of the uterus. This would not be possible for a little person, as the organs in the body are closer together than an average person's. Therefore, it is safe to assume that the birth canal is a couple of inches shorter. This does not include the width of the vaginal opening. That's the best part.
So, we don't know the girth.
We do not. But we can safely assume that the length is slightly smaller than an average woman.
Now, Kristen, I had sex with a woman once. Okay. A long time ago.
Way back in the day. before gay porn ruined you.
She was about 5'4", and I don't have a 9-foot penis. But when I was having sex with her, my penis would touch her cervix. Now, this person was a woman, not a child. I just don't want to get the wrong information out there.
Glenn is not a pedophile, everyone.
No, I'm definitely not a pedophile. But yeah, so I guess all vaginas come in all shapes and sizes. I think the shape is pretty much the same.
Pretty much, I think.
Yeah, like I've never been into a vagina and it's kind of gone up and down, you know, like some weird swimming slide.
Her spine was pushing it downwards. It's because her spine was weirdly shaped.
I'm not ready for this podcast, Kristen. I have been watching some E3 today.
Really? Lucky duck. I have to catch up on all the recaps still because as soon as I got home, I got, we're going to do it now.
Oh, me, you mean?
Yeah.
Or was that an impression of your mother?
No, that was you.
All right. I want to apologize to everyone. I have been very sick. As you can hear, I'm still rather sick now. I've had a crazy week. It's been my wife's birthday. I've been to the casino. Just lots of things going on. And I'm fucking old. So you can all kiss my ass and accept this kind of apology. Anyway, I watched... that wasn't an apology at all. You can all go fuck yourself.
We do our best when we can, okay?
All right. We don't get paid for this shit.
That's true. We're going to have to end up paying for it.
I think someone should sponsor us. How do we get that to... How do we do that?
Ads?
Kristen is an Asian girl. I would say you're attractive, right?
I guess. I don't know. I'm average.
Kristen is...
I'm an average Asian girl.
No. Definitely above average. I am absolutely above average.
Oh, Glenn is smoking hot.
I'm very hot.
Glenn is so hot that I would bang Glenn.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I tried to have sex with a lesbian in a club once.
Did you? Oh, wait, you told me that. Wait, oh, no, is this a different story?
No, it must be the same one. I didn't try it twice. Oh, no, I'm really old and I'm retelling stories like a typical old man. Shit.
It's okay. We're all going to pretend we didn't hear your first story.
I approached a lesbian in a club and I said, hello. And she said, all right. And I went, you want to, whatever I said. I can't remember what I said. It was a long time ago. And she said, no, I'm gay. And I said, whispered into her ear, I can make you change your mind. And she went, fuck off. And I went, okay.
And that, everybody, is how not to get into a lesbian's pants.
Her loss. Right. I watched a bit of this Microsoft conference. Now, I don't own an Xbox One, but I was a huge fan of the 360, like a massive fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have any allegiance to any particular console. I embrace all machines. But I didn't get the Xbox One because of the DRM and all that stuff. I remember being angry about it. So I didn't pick it up. And I don't know, I feel like I haven't really missed out on anything, to be honest. There hasn't been an Xbox One exclusive that's blown me away.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, have you played any of the Xbox One exclusives?
Well, no, I don't have the machine.
Well, there you go. You can't say they haven't blown you away.
No, from what I'm saying, from what I've seen on the internet, I haven't been like, oh God, I need to play that.
Okay, I see.
Tell me some Xbox One exclusives that I've missed out on.
I haven't played any. Well, not really, because my sister hogs it. But Sunset Overdrive was pretty fun for like the half hour I got to play.
I have played that. I played it at Fan Expo a few years ago, and I thought it was shit.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's so colorful and happy and fun.
So was Jet Set Radio, but that...
I don't know what that is.
Right, of course you don't. Right.
What else? There are a bunch that haven't been released yet. Like, I want to play Scalebound.
Okay, when did the Xbox One? Fucking hell. That was released at E3. That was shown today.
Yeah.
What have I been missing out since?
What have you been missing out? I don't know.
Of the Xbox One, like 4 years ago or whenever.
Probably not that much.
Nothing, right? You can't name me one.
I can't
game.
Think of anything.
But that being said, I'm a huge fan of the 360.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the press conference today, and it was fucking hilarious.
What happened? Because, you know, some people go to work and don't get to watch these things as...
Well, there were thousands of people watching this press conference, so don't give me that shit, all right? Look at a flower shop, just set it up somewhere next to some flowers.
Look, I can't just do that. There are no TVs around me. There's no internet on my computer at work.
That's why God invented LTE.
I don't have that much data.
Anyway, my favorite tweet from today is, this conference has been so long that Microsoft has announced a new console and another new console to replace that new console. That's my favorite tweet of the day. I'm assuming you didn't watch the press conference, Kristen?
No.
Microsoft announced the Xbox One Slim, and then 30 minutes later announced the new Xbox One Scorpio.
Is it actually called Scorpio?
Yes. What do you think about that name? Tell me your initial thoughts on the name.
It's kind of weird. I don't feel like it fits in with their whole thing. And when are they releasing the Scorpio?
I'm upset. I want it to be called like the Xbox Pisces or...
Right? I mean, why couldn't it be the Taurus?
No.
Shut up, you biased sexist man.
Why be a bull when you can be a fish?
Why be a fish when you can be a bull?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. But apparently they like scorpions better, so hey.
What are we supposed to do? I don't know.
All I know is I have an Xbox One, and then there's a new one going to be released, and then there's going to be another new one being released, and what am I supposed to do now?
I think you should wait for the new one.
Yeah, I think I will. And then I'll catch up on all the games my sister's been hogging to herself.
I feel so bad for the developers. They've got to develop for three systems.
Yeah. And it's so... how do you even... I don't know. So then it's just going to run like shit on the old one, and then it's going to run excellently on the newest one, and then you're just going to...
You're not going to be missing out, Kristen.
Yeah.
That's what they kept like reiterating. Right? You're not going to be missing out. Don't worry. We haven't forgotten you.
Don't worry.
This console that's been out for 2 years, we haven't forgotten you guys. It's okay.
I just bought mine the end of last year, so I haven't even had it for... I've had it for like about 6 months now.
I know. PlayStation conference in a couple of hours.
Yeah. And they're going to announce their new PlayStation 2?
No. They have specifically stated that they will not be announcing the new PlayStation.
Well, I guess that's in an effort not to anger their...
I respect it.
Yeah.
It's all VR now, though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I've been hearing.
Comics, Kristen. I read Rebirth.
Did you? Wonder Woman?
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Or,
oh, the universe rebirth.
Yes. I got a message from the lovely Kristen in capital letters saying, read Rebirth now.
Why is my voice like that? Read Rebirth now.
Read Rebirth, you bastard. And I said, okay, chill out. We've all got things to do. I get busy as well. Oh, no. And you said, no, read it now. And I went, all right, I'll download it.
Legally.
What's interesting about this? How about you tell me what you thought of Rebirth first? And then I'll add the backstory after your story.
What?
Because it will amuse me. Go for it. What did you think of Rebirth?
I thought it was very good. I liked the surprises that they included. And I'm trying to find it on my thing and I can't find it anymore.
We're allowed to spoil, by the way. I mean, it's been 2 weeks since the issue came out, so.
What? 2 weeks isn't long enough for thing?
What?
2 weeks isn't long enough.
I'm trying to process that sentence.
I'm trying to find my review of Rebirth, and I can't.
You have sex with a man, Kristen. Just imagine it. Imagine
okay.
it.
Okay.
You get pregnant.
Okay.
How long do you wait to tell him?
As soon as I find out for sure.
2 weeks.
What?
2 weeks is long enough, right?
Is it?
I don't know, is it? Isn't it?
I don't know. Why do I have no Rebirth?
Well, you don't remember what happened, do you?
look, I remember
You're
what happened.
You're fucking terrible,
remember
Kristen.
The details. Shut up. Oh, here's my review. Oh, thank goodness.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you for a moment.
Okay, we're just gonna say.
So on the day
stuff happened with the Flash.
Yeah, on the day that Kristen told me to read Rebirth, we actually had done the podcast that day. Kristen was talking about The Watchmen and how she didn't really like it.
Oh yeah.
And then an hour after the podcast, you messaged me telling me to read Rebirth. And I just find that extremely ironic.
Just because I don't like them doesn't mean I can't be surprised and impressed with how they incorporate their different universes together.
I'm going to explain to you right now why I'm not a fan of it.
Okay.
I've been wanting to explain it for the last week and a half, but I've had AIDS.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I understand the plight of Africans, and
what?
I don't like it.
What is
we
that?
We need to do something about Africa.
What are you even talking about?
I'm dead serious. Africans have AIDS, right?
How does Africa relate to... What are you even talking about?
Okay, listen. Right?
What is going on here?
Just listen. Actually, I went to a birthday party.
Oh my gosh.
I went to a birthday party for like a six-year-old. It was my daughter's friend, obviously. I don't make a habit of befriending little kids.
Are you sure?
Gives kind of an odd vibe, doesn't it? So
you, like, have an odd interest in midgets and midgets' vaginas.
Midgets aren't kids, Kristen. Hashtag midgets aren't kids.
Anyway, continue what you were saying.
I was at this party, and it was a black kids' party. And their family sang them happy birthday.
Is that the end of the story?
This happy birthday had like 5-part harmonies. It was the most amazing happy birthday I've ever heard in my life. The song finished and I said...
Really?
I went, what was that? And they went, what do you mean? I went, that was amazing. They were like, what do you mean? I'm like, there was like 5-part harmonies. And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, listen, I'm white. Bearing in mind, there's like 10 like 6-year-old kids and their parents listening to me explain to them how impressed I was as a white man listening to a choir of black people sing their fucking relative a song. It was incredibly awkward. But I got
I'm surprised you had the guts to do it. Well done.
I just blamed it on the fact that I was from England and that's what we all do. So, Watchmen.
Wait, so how did the song go?
Well, I can't do 5-part harmonies.
Oh, okay, but you can do one part, because I might know which song you're talking about.
The Happy Birthday song, Kristen. There's only one.
No, there isn't.
Happy Birthday, you slag. Happy Birthday, you fucking cunt. Happy Birthday to your dead mother. Happy Birthday to you. You
okay,
bastard.
That's not the happy birthday I was thinking of, but okay, that's
which
fine.
One were you thinking of?
It's. I don't want to sing on the mic. Anyway, go on, tell the story that you were telling about Rebirth.
No, now we have to hear you sing.
No!
You sing in a choir, don't you?
I used to at my high school choir.
Sing.
No. No, only if you sing with me. We can sing it together. We're going to sing it together. Shut up. We're going to sing it together at fan expo.
Why?
To some unsuspecting girl whose birthday it is.
Oh, tell me about this girl that you saw today who was attractive.
Oh, she's pretty and she works at my work. So I have a guy friend at work and he was like, oh, she's alone over there. Go talk to her. And I'm like, what? Really? And he's like, yeah, she's alone. So since it wasn't busy at work today, I went over and I started talking to her. And we had a fun conversation about random things and work-related things and also not work-related things. But anyway, go on and tell your thing about Rebirth.
Wow.
Look, I have a good wingman. That's all I'm going to say. Continue now.
So, oh yeah, okay. So, Alan Moore obviously wrote Watchmen. In the contract that DC gave him, they said, when the Watchmen goes out of print, you will own the characters. Okay? Now, this was a normal thing back then. And basically what would happen is pretty much every comic book went out of print. The Watchmen has never gone out of print. So Alan Moore has made no money from The Watchmen. Now, when the funny thing about The Watchmen is, it started, the comic was really popular, but then it started dying down, and then the movie was released.
Mm-hmm.
So the comic became really popular again. Then it started dying down a little bit, and then DC released Before Watchmen series.
Mm-hmm.
So people started buying The Watchmen again. And now it started dying down again and again. It's just, it's almost kind of like, you know. And now DC have put Dr. Manhattan in fucking Rebirth. And I just feel so sorry for Alan Moore. Alan Moore probably doesn't really give a fuck. But some part of him must be like, I must have missed out. And at least 8 figures.
The poor man.
He's old.
It's okay. I think he's lived a good life.
He's got wrinkles.
He's got wrinkles.
I found some gray hairs in my beard.
Oh, in your beard.
Yeah. That was my reaction. I looked at it and I was like, what? I'm only 32.
It's the AIDS.
Oh, right. Is that what happens?
It's AIDS does these things, you know?
So, Kristen,
yes.
What do you think about a threesome at Fan Expo? What do you think?
That depends who the threesome is going to be with.
Okay, I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll let you work your way up to it. Mm-hmm.
How do I get my wife in bed with another woman?
You pick a very charming and disarming woman. And you make her feel comfortable.
Who do you know?
Who do I know? No one really.
Classic.
I guess you'll just have to pick me.
Imagine if we had sex and then...
Podcast in bed.
We decided to keep it platonic after, you know, for the sake of the podcast.
Right, right.
That'd be really interesting.
It would be.
Right, let's awkwardly move
we're
on.
We're going every which way today. What were we supposed to talk about?
I was really excited about to discuss Rebirth, but I realized everything I have to say on it is rather negative.
Oh, that's fine. Go on and say
it. It wasn't a bad comic, though. I had no idea what was happening. I will say this, Kristen. If you're not familiar with the DC universe, I would not suggest starting with DC Rebirth, which is quite ironic, given the title of the name.
That's true. My friend had to explain it to me last night. Something about, like, the timeline of, okay, first there was pre-52, and then there were 10 years stolen, and then there was New 52, and then Rebirth. And I'm like, what? Wait, no, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's, I don't know, something weird like that with the timeline that, like, you know what? Forget it. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Well,
all I know is it's complicated and hard to understand, and I'm like, yeah.
What I took from it is that, is it The Flash or Willy Wonka? Whatever his name is. Wally
West?
Wally Willy.
Willy Wally.
Wiley Coyote.
Okay.
So Dr. Manhattan erased like 10 years. Is it 10 years of time?
Yeah.
And the only person that remembers all of it is Wally.
Yeah, apparently.
That's what I took from it.
Yeah, that's what I took from
it. I was thinking, and then I was like, oh, this Wally seems like a really interesting character. Multifaceted. Really engaged with him. And then there was the Flash. And I just started getting really fucking confused. I was like, okay, what's going on here?
Who is this other Flash?
And there's a black one. What's going on? And then Dr. Manhattan. And I was a little bit excited. I'm not going to lie. I was really excited when I finished it.
That's right.
And then I started thinking about Alan Moore. And then I was like, oh no, this is just wrong.
He's being robbed of his money again.
Yeah. Poor Alan.
I know.
Comics.
Right.
What have you been reading? Because I've been too sick to read. I haven't read anything.
At all?
I read Paper Girls.
Oh, how'd you like that?
I actually really enjoyed it.
Did you really?
I think it was issue number 7 or 6. The latest issue of Paper Girls. And it's the first issue that I've actually enjoyed, so.
What? You waited 7 issues before you actually liked it? Before you... What?
There was a lot of befores.
You read as far as 7 issues.
Yep.
Before enjoying something.
Yeah. But it's Brian K. Vaughan, you know, you've got to...
Give him time to warm up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're right. I probably should have stopped at like issue 4, but...
Yeah, that's what I did. I stopped at 4.
Kristen, I need to find another place to sit because I have pins and needles again. This is 3 weeks in a row.
You should just lie down flat on your back and stretch your limbs out and let the blood flow.
Speaking of blood flowing, how are you feeling?
Much better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's why I put that on there.
Much better. Guys, I was on my period this past week.
Has it tapered off? When did it start tapering off?
It is in the process of tapering off right now, actually.
I think you and my wife are literally in sync.
Wow. See, what a strong glue that you are, bonding people
I
together.
I have an idea. Hear me out.
Okay.
Get your vagina out.
Okay.
I'll get my wife's vagina out.
Okay.
You can have a tampon off.
But I don't understand.
Okay. Sometimes when there's a lot of bravado between men, Kristen.
Uh-huh.
It gets to the point where, you know, insults aren't working.
Okay.
So what you do is you have a dick off.
Wherein you do what?
You unleash your penis.
Okay.
And then someone goes, oh, yours is nicer than mine. And then you go, well, obviously you've got moles around your shaft. And they go, oh, yeah, that, yeah. You win. So, a tampon off. There's none of that bravado. I just want to see if you're in sync. I guess we'd have to measure the blood around. What the fuck are we talking about?
But see, the thing is, some people bleed more than others.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. This
Let's
is
talk a, about some fucking comics.
This is a comic book and video game and nerd-related podcast. Maybe we're being nerds about female biology.
I'm going to call the podcast... Stuffs and Comic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stuffs and Comic.
Pretty much.
We pick one comic and then just talk about shit.
And we just mention the comic briefly in circles.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, this week I read Injustice Gods Among Us Year 2, Volume 1 and Year 2, Volume 2.
Talk about them.
They were very good. But I don't know what to say without spoiling things.
We've already established the 2-week rule.
Okay, well, let's just say that Tom Taylor does a wonderful job of keeping you invested and not expecting what's happening. And at the same time, so I don't really like team books because I feel like they lose character, like individual character.
I hear that.
And they focus too much on action. But Tom Taylor is managing to put...
It's weaving everyone's...
Yeah! And like, he's giving characters enough spotlight on their own that you can feel their personalities and feel their dimensionality, but still be in this big struggle between Superman and his team of people who support him and the other superheroes who don't support him. So it's really good. I'm very impressed, and it's stayed at the high quality that it's been at since the beginning. If anything, it's probably gotten better. So if that says anything, yeah, Injustice, you should read it.
I think you've sold it. You sold it to me.
This is what happens when I actually take my reviews seriously. Instead of just going, hot woman, read it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Kristen, you recommended I read Astonishing X-Men.
Okay.
Now, I found a place I could read it.
All right.
It's online.
Okay.
And I just wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
So I spoke to a couple of my friends who are huge X-Men nerds. I should have asked them from the beginning, but I just kind of forgot.
Yeah, why didn't you?
I don't know. I just didn't. One of them, I said, oh, my friend recommended Astonishing X-Men. Would you like to hear their response?
Okay.
One second.
Did you record it?
No.
Okay. Oh, I see. You're getting yourself in the zone.
No, I'm finding their little comment. About...
Oh, jeez.
Okay. I'll just kind of summarize. Whedon's work was garbage. With a rudimentary understanding of the characters and no conception that any of these characters had grown since 1983. Then throw bland, repetitive plot on top and make sure every character speaks with the same voice. Oh, and then to top it off, with the shoddiest release schedule known to man, that makes Mark Miller and Neil Gaiman books look they are perfect in their timeliness. Just absolutely rubbish off a run. What do you think about that?
Really? That's interesting. I disagree. I was quite amused by those books.
I would love to get both. They're a couple. Alex and Jen.
Uh-huh.
They're fucking awesome. And you would get along with both of them.
Yeah? Wait. A couple. What are their names?
Alex and Jen. They are a couple.
Oh,
not a couple of insert.
But they are a couple who are together. In a romantic way.
I'm trying to think of an instance where a couple aren't together. And I'm struggling, to be honest.
Okay, you know what?
Struggling. I'm the one who's sick, Kristen. Okay? I'm the one who's sick.
I'm too excited. My brain's not working properly because I've missed interacting with you properly.
Aw, we know we had a sausage date.
We did, but it wasn't enough.
What's going on?
We had a sausage date, but it wasn't enough, okay? I was withholding a lot from you so that we could talk about it here.
Me and Kristen had a hilarious conversation about hamster tampons. Do you remember? I don't know how it came about, but it was so good.
It's because we were talking about that study where people put a bunch of female hamsters together to see if their periods would sync, and they did sync.
Oh, and I said it was bullshit.
Yes. And then you were like, how would they measure that? Put a tampon in each hamster and then measure the blood? Like,
I could just imagine the little hamster hands, like, taking the tampon out of the packet. And then them going, hey, doesn't it look like a mouse with the... And then the other hamster's like, oh, shut up, George. Every week. Just leave it. I don't know why...
Why is its name George?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Hang on. Georgina, obviously.
You know what? On this podcast, we don't discriminate between sex and gender. You can be whatever you want and identify as however you want, including a hamster.
Kristen.
What?
Did you hear about the shootings in Orlando?
I did. Oh my gosh.
Fucking crazy.
I know.
I don't know how I segued from hamster tampons to that.
Because we were talking about acceptance.
Yeah, but on a serious note, what a fucking tragedy.
I know, man. Oh. And I heard there was someone else, too, who was going to do a similar thing, but they caught the person before was able to do anything. Yeah. But, like, what? It's insane.
If you're not safe in a gay club, where are you safe?
Nowhere.
Anyway, yeah, my thoughts genuinely go out to everyone affected by it. I think it's fucking disgraceful.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Me either.
I feel like I don't have a right to complain about my pins and needles in my foot, but to be honest, it really is hurting.
That's okay. We don't have a right to complain about our first world problems when there are Africans starving, but hey, we still do it.
I mean, I don't... Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Africa. So! Pull list.
Yes. What do you have on your pull list? Because I don't think I have anything on mine.
I have 4 comics.
Ooh, okay.
Descender, number 12.
You're still reading Descender, huh?
It was really shit for 10 issues, and then it got good.
Okay.
I Hate Fairyland. The second arc is starting this week, and I'm very fucking excited about it.
All right.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Spire, number 8. I hate it.
The Spire! I haven't read that in so long.
I was loving it. And then I hated it. And now it's 1 issue left, so I'm just like, I might as well just have it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I loved the first few issues, and then it just started getting kind of like, oh, so when's the thing going to happen that I'm waiting for? And then just
it's
nothing kept
so happening. Convoluted.
Yeah, there's so much weird, like, there's...
I have to deal with dialogue, which is... And I'm English, so I should... But it's so nonsensical. Well, it is to me. Maybe my brain isn't just very well developed.
No, it's not just you. It's me too.
And I'm getting Tank Girl because I really did enjoy the first issue. We're not going to talk about Tank Girl again, but I'm looking forward to it, Kristen.
I'm glad you are. We'll leave it at that.
And my pick of the last 2 weeks is Paper Girls number 6.
Oh, I know what's coming out that I have. Poison Ivy, Cycle of Life and Death, the final issue.
Ooh, talk to me about it.
I don't know. I don't know it yet. It's not out. I haven't read it.
Have you ever heard my impression of Bane?
No.
Let me tell you, Kristen, it's the greatest impression ever.
Okay. Oh, and Titans Rebirth.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Let me just warm up for this. I don't know. That's put me off, to be honest. That was like a ninja hamster.
I'm trying to help you out here.
All right. Let the games begin. Right. Not the reaction I was hoping for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was kind of hoping for a, wow, that was...
I am quaking in my khakis.
I was hoping you were going to get a little bit wet.
I am wet with blood.
All right.
I was gonna ask you something, but then I remembered you don't have a period.
I don't know if I'd cope with a period. I don't think I could cope.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm very needy, Kristen.
Are you?
Very, yeah.
Is that why you were so demanding earlier? You're like, no, we have to podcast now. We have to do it now.
Okay, so I have a tattoo appointment tomorrow all day.
For what? Is this for to fill in the rest of your sleeve?
Yeah, my color.
Mm.
It's like 5-6 hours long, and it's just, oh, so awful.
Jeez.
I know. So for the rest of the week, I'm just not going to be up for anything.
Yeah. Not even anal.
It's so difficult to have sex when you've got, like, an arm wrapped in...
Aww.
Saran wrap. It's
you
just awkward.
Poor man.
It's like you're having sex and you're just like... This is my impression of Saran wrap. It's probably better than my Bane.
Is it... But is
I don't know
like...
what that bit was. What was the... What's that?
I don't know.
What's that noise?
Someone's trying to peel you out of it, but it's not working.
Should I add special effects to this episode? Like noises?
Yes!
All right, give me a noise right now that I should do. That was anal. Give me a noise. You can't just do a noise. How am I going to put special effects on top of that? Actually, Kristen, say something sexy now, and I'll put an effect on it. Go for it.
Peanut butter.
That wasn't sexy.
Peanut butter is sexy.
All right, I'm in a club.
Okay.
Not a gay club.
Well, then I'm too soon.
That's too soon, isn't it? It's way too soon.
Yes, it was way too soon.
Too soon, okay. Oh, shit.
It's okay.
Keeping it in. All right, I'm in a bar. Mm-hmm. You've seen me. You're thinking to yourself, wow, I like his disposition. Right? I feel like that's the kind of thing you would say.
Yeah, actually it is.
I like the way he's swaying back and forth.
I would be like, oh, I really like that person's smile.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll go with that. And you approach me.
Okay.
Hit me with your best shot. At this point, I'd be looking at you thinking, why is this mental Asian girl just...
She's now had a stroke.
Right. Right. I don't know how I'm going to insert a stroke.
I'd be like, hello, I don't speak in English.
Oh, that would... You got me mildly erect.
Oh, beautiful.
Hello, I just wonder if you want to come back my face and do the kinky kinky. Don't tell me.
I'd be good, okay? I lie down, you do whatever you want.
No, that's not fun. That's a bit rapey. Speaking of
that, is how Asian girls are taught.
I heard about this boy that raped a girl this week.
Okay.
And I'm sure everyone's heard about it. The Stanton rapist.
I don't think I've heard of it.
You haven't heard about... How have you not heard about this? It's all over the world.
I kind of was passed out for most of the weekend.
Really?
Mm.
It's a huge story.
Okay, what happened?
This white kid from a very rich back... white privilege, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Raped a girl in down a side street.
Okay.
Behind a dumpster. And she was fucked out of her mind. That's a terrible word to use, but she was really, really drunk.
Okay.
And he was fingering her without consent. These two, I think they were Swedish, blokes kind of were on their bikes and they saw it and basically tackled him to the ground. And he's been put on trial and he only got 3 months for raping this girl, this poor girl. And the dad said this: I don't see why my son should do any jail time for 20 minutes of action. 20 minutes of action is what he...
Are you serious?
...equated the act of rape to, yeah. Fucking disgusting, so...
Well, you know where the kid got it from if the dad talks like that.
In the press release, they were mentioning that they were talking about this boy from Stanton, and they were saying he was a really good swimmer. And they just kept posting his swimming times whilst discussing how he raped someone.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's fucked up. So...
Oh my gosh.
Can't believe you haven't heard about it.
No, I haven't. This is making me mad.
Mm. Yeah. What a horrible week it's been.
I know, right? Everything.
Also, I went to the casino.
Okay.
Yesterday. Oh, was it Saturday? It was Saturday. And no one won. Nobody won.
It's just such a horrible weekend.
Mm. So, yeah. What an awful fucking week.
Yeah. Jeez.
I just watched Outcast.
What's that? Oh, the comic show?
Yeah.
And?
It's really good.
Is it?
No.
I haven't read the comic, so I don't know.
Oh, the comic's amazing. It's like The Walking Dead is very mediocre up until issue 90.
Mm-hmm. So you mean the whole thing is basically...
I'm dead serious as well. It's so mediocre, and then around issue 90, it gets amazing.
And then it loses its way again.
And then after 120 issues, it gets terrible.
Oh my gosh. So it's only really good for, like, that one little...
There's, like, four arcs that are so good, but... What are you gonna do?
Apparently keep buying them like you do.
Terrible. Tell me about your week, Kristen. What's been going on?
What did I do? Oh, on Friday I went to see Florence and the Machine and Of Monsters and Men opened for them. And it was amazing!
I haven't heard of the opening band.
Oh, they're really good. I'll link you sometime.
I like... Wow.
I'll link you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
They're kind of folky a little bit.
I like folk music.
Oh, good. I love folk music.
Should I bring my guitar to Fan Expo?
But then we'd have to carry it around on the floor with us.
I could just leave it in my hotel room.
Okay, but then...
The hotel room is attached to the building.
Okay, okay.
It's like 3 minutes away.
And then we'll have an episode of just you and me playing instruments.
Well, no, we're going to do like a Shakira cover band.
Of course. Hmm.
I hope no one like gets that. And they're just like, what the fuck is he talking about? Shakira.
You'll only know if you've been listening from episode one.
I want to talk about drugs for a minute.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start doing drugs again this year.
What kind of drugs?
All of them.
Are you sure about that?
I'm not too sure about the heroin. I think I'm going to leave heroin alone.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to try really hard to get hold of some cocaine this year.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But.
Apart from being arrested, what are the ramifications?
What if your daughter got her hands on this?
Okay, let me run a scenario by you. You're 7 years old.
Okay.
She's only six. We're off to a bad start already. You're 6 years old. You go into your mum's room because you're looking for a cuddle. Instead of a cuddle, you find a bag with a gram of cocaine. You go, sherbet. I like sherbet. Mommy doesn't need to have sherbet because she's getting a bit fat. Sorry to your mom, I don't know what she looks like. I have no idea. But she doesn't need any more sherbet. I'll take the sherbet from her and I'll have it. And then if I get fat, at least it's not hurting my mom. Right? Now, you have this, it's cocaine, and you have the fucking greatest night of your life. You don't die, you just have a great night. What's wrong with that?
You don't know if she's going to die or not.
Now, I'm not advocating drugs for six-year-olds. I'm just saying, if you were to accidentally have cocaine at the age of six, would it really be a bad thing?
Yes.
You're probably right. I just thought, for some reason, I just started thinking about my Game Boy that went...
And that's what happens when you let kids have cocaine when they're six. They start stealing people's shit.
Oh, is that what happened to you?
That's what happened.
Oh.
I didn't want to have to tell you the hard way. But you pushed. You kept pushing.
You vile cunt. So, we're going to try and keep this podcast regular, right? I really want to.
I really want to as well.
I really, really want to.
I really, really want to. For multiple reasons, which I will discuss with Glenn in private.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I think Kristen sent me a picture the other day. Kristen cheated on me the other day.
I did. On a podcast of someone else.
I was a little bit hurt.
Well,
I heard how you described me as well. You do that typical thing where, if you like, you're married to someone and you meet a stranger and your partner's not there and they go, where's your husband like? And you're just like, oh, forget him.
What?
Talk about you.
What?
That's the vibe I got from it.
I did no such thing.
You were like, I think his name's Glenn or something. I think
what, he's did in you his... listen to the entire episode?
What do you think, Kristen?
I don't think you did.
No, I didn't. You stopped talking about me, and then I stopped listening.
I said some very nice things about you at the end.
Oh,
now like he's going to listen.
This is bait. This is just bait.
I'm just saying. My true feelings came out because I was in that state of neediness. I hadn't talked to you in so long, and here was this person asking me to talk to about you. And I just, it all came gushing out.
It all gushed out.
It all gushed out.
Where did it gush from?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
I would love to know.
But yeah, I did say some very nice things about you. And I hope that one day you'll forgive me and learn to trust me again. Because Glenn, I was thinking about you the whole time, I swear.
It's just... You hear me once, Anna. I'd be a fool to take you back.
You think I don't know about you and Martin?
That was one time.
Yeah, that's right. This was one time.
I love Martin. I love you. You're a lovely dude.
You are.
Did you see the picture he put on Facebook today?
Which one?
He was trying on some glasses. And to be honest, Martin, they both look shit. So,
but you look wonderful on
you. You look lovely, but the glasses, it's a no-no. I would recommend contacts, but I would never stick anything in my eye.
I used to wear contacts, but then I stared at screens for so long that my eyes would stop focusing on them.
Kristen,
like an hour,
has a lovely face.
Aww.
Did you know that? Has anyone ever told you that, Kristen?
Complimenting my appearance so much today.
Yeah. I have, haven't I? Let's bring it down a little bit.
That's right. No, this is what I need when I'm on my period, okay?
Kristen's a very pretty girl. But, she got terrible feet. That's all I've got, to be honest, Kristen.
Do you know what picture I sent you? What body part that was?
Oh, can I guess?
Yes.
Can I use it as our picture?
Okay, if you want to. But can you guess?
Can I guess? Will you be truthful with the...
Yes.
Right, let me look at it again. It's very interesting, right? I'm going to assume this is your skin. Okay. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's a darker pigment around the crack. So, it's either the top of a bum crack, the side of a... It's not the side of a mouth. Oh, it's very difficult.
Come on, Glenn. You can do this.
It's not... It's definitely not the top of your vagina. Because I just have to just say, what an amazing job you did shaving. Everyone listening to this is like, fuck, I need to see this picture right now.
Maybe I wax.
Oh, it could be your cleavage. I used to say cleaverage when I was younger.
Your cleaverage.
Your cleaverage.
It's a cleaver and a cleavage.
Yeah.
It's a cleaver that has a cleavage.
I'm going to go with cleavage.
Is that your final answer?
But then you would have had to have rotated the image because it's like at an angle. I'm going to go with cleavage for 1 point.
Okay. The answer is that is not my cleavage.
Shit. Go on.
Are you going to keep guessing or do you want me to just tell you what it is?
Do I get a ballpark?
You...
Is it too revealing?
Yeah, I don't want to reveal
anything.
Because
this picture isn't.
I'm going to just let you keep guessing. I'll give you two more guesses. You get three guesses total. and then I just shoot you out of your misery.
I have a question for you, Kristen.
Okay.
If I send you a picture of my penis,
mm-hmm.
it's zoomed in to the point where it's literally just a shade of a color.
Uh-huh.
Does that constitute as a dick pic? Or does the whole dick need to be in the shot?
I think technically it is, but from a...
Okay, Kristen, we're dating. Kristen, we're dating.
Okay.
You're satisfied, clearly.
Okay.
I'm not, because I'm sending pictures of my penis to other people. You're on my phone one day, because it's unlocked, and I've just whatever. It's just there. You find... a zoomed-in picture of my penis to someone called Agatha.
Okay.
What's going through your brain? By the way, we're in love. You're okay. In love with me. Madly in love.
What's
with
going through my brain? Oh, wow. He must really trust his doctor to send her pictures of his dick.
Doctor?
Yes. Dr. Agatha.
Okay. Right.
Let's go. Who is a woman in her late 50s with a bun,
right.
Glasses, crow's feet, and she's a taller woman, this Dr. Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper hair. She's got, her boobs are a bit on the saggy side, but you know.
You sound very bitter, Kristen.
It's not that important because she carries herself with a dignity that few women that age carry. Dr. Agatha is a professional. And as childish as Glenn may be, sending her zoomed in pictures of his penis where she can't even diagnose what the problem is, she still accepts him for who he is because he's like a grandson.
Right. I feel like you've belittled my relationship with Agatha to suit your needs. Wow. I feel like I didn't get anything really from you other than a very detailed description of a fictional character. Right. Oh!
What?
I went out with my very good friend yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Kyle. Hello, Kyle. I'm sure you're listening. I forgot to mention that his brother is disabled.
We should have...
And I would consider him a friend. He loves me. I mean, full on love.
Okay, I was going to say, be careful with what you say next.
He... is a full spastic. Now, I mean that in the nicest way possible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's got MS.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. They all look the same to me when they're in the chair. I don't know, it's hard for me to distinguish what they have. You know, you see one person in the chair.
And they all just must have something wrong with their legs.
Yeah! I mean, yeah. Something's not right with your legs. So... anyway, I feel like I'm winning the disabled friend.
Oh, man. Did I tell you I had a friend in grade 1 and kindergarten and grade 2 who was in a wheelchair and we used to race each other down the pavement?
You have never shared this story with me.
Yeah, we...
I want you to finish your story, but I also had a disabled friend that I would race with, but... they had full control over their legs. They weren't in a chair.
Ooh.
But continue with your...
Well, yes, my friend was in a wheelchair.
Right.
And I couldn't keep up with her wheelchair. It was so fast. And I'm like, what the heck? She just zooms past me and I'm like, what? How is she beating me?
Did she have an engine?
She did. She had an engine. All she had to do was push it forward and then it would go fast and then push it more forward and it'd go faster.
What a bitch.
I know, right?
I hate her.
I know. I wanted to just jump in the chair and then hitch a ride, but I don't think the teachers would have appreciated that.
I would have.
Me too.
We would have fallen in love at school.
I think so. It's too bad we didn't go to school together.
I blame you.
I blame you. You didn't come to Canada soon enough. And then when you finally did come, you didn't come to the right part of Canada.
You're not fucking wrong there. So this disabled boy, he had a very odd disability. Now, you're not going to believe this, but it's fucking true. Because I said it. And okay. I've remembered it to be this way.
And psychology has proven that all memories must be true.
When you think of a flamboyant, camp, homosexual man, often you'll envisage them doing this crazy hand motion where they go, ooh, and then their hand. You know exactly what I'm doing.
I know exactly what you're doing.
Well, this boy's hand was permanently locked in that position. If you try to move his hand up, like so it was straight, perpendicular, is that the right word? With the rest of his forearm, he would scream in agony. I know this because I would do it to him on a daily basis.
Oh my gosh.
I was 7 and a bit of a shit. But yeah, he was disabled, but he used to run really fast. I don't know if it flapped in the wind and made him more
dynamic. Wait a second.
Dynamic. This is true.
Wait a second.
Go on.
Was this boy black?
No.
No, because I just suddenly remembered that I had someone at my school who was like that too. The same school that I had my wheelchair friend in. And he was also disabled and had some kind of mental disability or something.
Kristen, I didn't see my first black person or brown person until I was 10.
What? I thought you lived in England. Aren't there Indians somewhere?
I lived in Germany for the first 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Oh, picture. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Have you had two other guesses already?
I want it to be your vagina because I'm a dirty old man.
Is that your second guess?
Yes.
It is not my vagina.
Okay. One more guess. Is it anything to do with the face?
You need to guess.
Oh, fuck.
You can't just ask for clues.
It was a bit too much, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask this.
Okay.
This is part of your body, right?
Yes.
Okay. Man, I really have no fucking clue. I really have no idea. I want to say it's your eye, but no, it's not. I'm going to go with eye just so I can find out what the fuck it actually
is. Okay. It is not my eye either. Right? It is actually... It's actually my hand.
What?
It's my hand.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it's the part where my thumb touches my...
First finger?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't... You're going to have to zoom out a little bit.
I can't. That's how zoomed in the picture was.
Fuck.
But here, I'll take a picture of my hand right now for you.
Okay. Oh, you know what's annoying? Just under that picture, I put the emoticon of someone doing their fingernails. It's part of the hat. Anyway. Shit.
No, why is it not taking the picture? Take the picture! It doesn't want to focus. Well, that doesn't look like it, but... I swear it's my hand.
Okay. No, this is two different hands.
It's the same hand, I swear. It's just a different angle in different lighting. I took that picture at work, and this one I'm taking at home in the dark.
Oh, send me hand pics. Okay. Just took my socks off.
I don't know how you didn't get that. Well, I guess I understand.
Well, I think I was hoping for more.
I think so. When I sent a picture like that to my ex, she was like, it's your hand, isn't it? I'm like, yes, how did you know?
That is very impressive.
It is.
I'm going to have to go in a bit, Kristen, because I actually really want to watch this PlayStation conference. I wish we could do this live somehow.
That's okay. I want to watch the PlayStation conference too.
Can we?
We can do it together!
Should we do it?
Okay. But we should cut this, and then we'll record a new one, and then we can play, we can post...
I'm scared, Kristen, that the next time we actually do a podcast, it's probably going to be in a 2 weeks. So.
No, we'll keep it just in case we need to use it for backup.
I can maybe do Friday afternoon, by the way, if you're busy this week, if you're not Friday. Busy.
Yeah, I think I can do that too.
I think I can do Friday afternoon.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, everyone. We love you.
Very much. And I'm sorry that we didn't talk very much about comics today. Thank you for putting up with us.
Go watch some porn.
Or watch E3 stuff.
Kristen, what kind of pornography do you watch?
Last night I watched gay porn.
Two women?
Men.
We're going to explore this this week, hopefully.
This will be the topic of the next
episode.
I know
another Asian girl that watches pretty much exclusively Gail May porn. Gail. That's my wife's male. Name. This person watches my wife's gay male porn.
Almost exclusively, huh?
Yeah, like it's an Asian female gene. Thing.
Maybe. But if you'd like to know more, tune in to the next episode of Comics and Stuffs.
Love you all.
Bye.